Jeanette Sadakan is one of the world's foremost authorities on transportation and urban transformation. During her time as New York City's transportation commissioner from 2007 to 2013 under former Mayor Michael Bloomberg, she transformed the streets of one of the world's toughest cities into dynamic spaces that are safe for pedestrians and bikers. Now a principal with Bloomberg Associates, she works with mayors around the world to reimagine and redesign their cities. In the new book, Street Fight: Handbook for an Urban Revolution, Sadakan provides a roadmap for rethinking and redesigning city streets across the country to function better for the people and communities that use them. Her co-author for the book is Seth Solomonow, and he is a manager with Bloomberg Associates and chief media strategist for Jeanette. And it's a great pleasure to welcome both of the authors with us this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Very nice to have you on the program. So let us begin with you, Jeanette, of what ultimately you are trying to accomplish with this handbook.
Well, the book is about how you can change your streets and rewrite them to have a new road order that is better for walking and biking and buses and helps move traffic better and make the street safer and better for business. And, you know, there's more to streets than just cars and highways and stoplights. And there really are front yards. And yet people really don't even think about the way they're designed or even have expectations that they can be better. So the book shows how cities and people can rediscover their streets and take them back today, and it doesn't take years or billions of dollars.
Why do we think that it takes that?
Well, for so many years, we've really focused on car-oriented infrastructure and heavy mega projects. And so, you know, transit systems, you know, take a lot of money to build, and they're very worthy investments, but they are long-term investments. I mean, we're in our fourth groundbreaking of the Second Avenue subway, and similarly with the road and bridge infrastructure. And, you know, the idea that you can change your streets in real time, that you don't have to wait generations. I think New Yorkers have actually given up on the fact that anything could happen on their streets. And so being able to show that you can make these quick transformations, you can paint the city you want to see, and you can, if it works, that's great, and keep it, and if not, you can take it back. But it's that changing the place that's so key, and showing the world what's possible on their streets.
Jeanette Sadakan is with us. The new book is Street Fight: Handbook for an Urban Revolution, and co-author Seth Solomonow is with us as well. Seth, give us a sense of how you get the message out that this is what is happening, so people know that the changes that are happening are going to the greater good.
Right. Well, you know, even if people know that the changes are coming, this stuff can be really controversial and some of the most controversial issues in a lot of cities. And governments need to be smart about how they talk about them, but they generally haven't been good at this. And you know, people don't really think about the transportation departments in their city as doing much more than filling potholes or putting up signs and signals. So, you know, we needed to really kind of change the conversation about, you know, and the expectation of the department beyond just counting cars and keeping traffic moving. We need to expand, you know, the way we talk about the work of the streets and make it synonymous with the safety and with the economics of a street and of a neighborhood, about the choices it provides for people to get around, and essentially about the city's livability, which is just really tied to the design of their streets. You know, so things like walking and biking, they're transportation. They're not amenities. And there's going to be conflict, and the point isn't really to avoid conflict, you know, and just from my perspective from the press. The point is to try and work through that conflict together and get people to understand what's at stake with their streets.
How much, Jeanette, is New York different than other cities?
You know, I think cities the world over face the same challenges of congested streets, of dangerous streets, of poor performing streets. So New York, you know, every city is different, no question. But I think there are some common challenges. And, you know, really taking a bigger look at what we can do to address these problems and use the real estate of our streets better is something that every city can do. And all of the potential of our streets, it's really been hidden in plain sight for so long because we've literally only seen our streets as moving cars, and we've lost all of the other ways that a street could be used. You know, 100 years ago, people had many more choices for getting around, you know, walking or biking or taking a horse and buggy or streetcar. And, you know, over the years, a lot of those choices have been sort of eliminated. And so reclaiming that, reimagining what's possible on our streets and showing what works, and then having the data to measure that and really make the case about why these changes matter and show their successes, and it's more than just an anecdote. I think those are some real important ways that cities are looking to really change the status quo.
The subtitle of the book is Handbook for an Urban Revolution. How do you see this as a revolution?
Well, I think it's a revolution in that people really haven't looked at our streets differently for, you know, 60 years. And it's really about the transformative power of these streets and how you can take them back. And I think when you set a new agenda and you set new expectations about what the streets are and who they're for, and, you know, you move fast instead of endlessly debating change, try out projects in the short term quickly. I think there's nothing more powerful than the proof of the possible, and really give the power of the streets back to the people. And if you give residents a real choice, they will choose better streets. And that's really a revolution.
When you think about all, Seth, of the issues of, because Jeanette just mentioned this, of, you know, the endless meetings, and at what point enough and you actually have to get the project done?
Yeah, I think that trying something is really kind of where we succeeded, and I think it's one of the most important lessons from the book and also of what we accomplished in New York City. We need to have sort of, you know, we need to give people something to say yes to. And you can argue these things, you know, for hours and days and years and not get anything done. But when you've changed the street, I think you really change people's expectations. And, you know, controversy might come up along with that, but controversy is just one part of the story. If you really give people something to touch and to experience, they adopt it, and it becomes part of the city. And then once you have something in the ground, it then gives you something to study and then measure. And that data can provide the basis for expanding that program and, you know, certainly for keeping it where it is. So, you know, really the transformation in the near term is an essential strategy in the success. And also it gives people in the city something to believe in.
When we think of this as just the overall aging of the infrastructure, and I know we've done a lot of segments on this program about that topic, I mean, that really fits into this, doesn't it? That the infrastructure of our cities, the infrastructure of so much, the roads, the bridges, are falling apart. So it gives us an opportunity, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And, you know, we've got a crisis in funding for major infrastructure projects. Our road network, our bridge network, our transit network is woefully underfunded. And the problems that we face are large, and our cities are growing. And, you know, half the world lives in cities today, and that number is going to grow by 100 million people by 2050. So it really means that we have to be more efficient about the real estate, you know, and our assets that we have now. And I think it's really a powerful strategy to be able to look at our streets and our road network and say, how do we make them better today? How can we leverage in more mobility, and how can we leverage in more safety, and how can we make our streets better for business? And I think that the book shows how you can get that done, and it's incredibly powerful. We're not going to be building our way out of congestion by double-decking our roads and triple-decking our bridges. You know, we just have to be more efficient and effective with the way we are using the real estate we have today.
I mean, you do point out in the book that this is, I mean, just by the title of the book alone, but you say a couple of times that it's really incumbent upon the citizens to fight for this, that it's a fight.
It is a fight. And, you know, what we faced in New York was a fight against the status quo. And clearly, when you push the status quo, it pushes back hard. And, you know, we heard every reason why changing the street wouldn't work, why it was bad for traffic and bad for the economy, bad for emergency vehicles and safety. And we, you know, heard every reason why that change was impossible and that we shouldn't even try. But, you know, that's a status quo. And the status quo is the problem that we need to solve. And it's the same in cities across the country. You know, by implementing projects in the near term, we gave people to respond to experience, instead of to endless debate.
In looking at the overall, that status quo, it seems as though, given the change in city governments from time to time, depending on term limits, whether that could be a few years or several years or whatever the case may be, but that enters into it too, right? I mean, you have a relatively short window when an administration comes in to set up the plan, work on it, and then move on to the next thing.
Yeah, no, it's a really important point. And I think that's part of the reason why this strategy and mayors around the world are interested in the story from New York, because it was so transformative so quickly and at low cost. And mayors generally have 4-year terms, 8-year terms. And so it's very difficult to get a transportation project up and done in that period of time. So these strategies show the world of the possible in very short order. And you can literally outline the kind of changes that you want to see in the city. And, you know, in New York, it was clearly about leading by example. And Mayor Bloomberg established this long-range sustainability that said, if we're going to have 1 million more people in New York by 2030, then we need to do things differently. And today there's a new status quo in New York, and the changes are as visible in the expectations that New Yorkers have for their streets as, you know, the streets are themselves. And I think it's very encouraging to see that, and to see the support for that, you know, for that new status quo, you know, just 6 years later.
So, Seth, where does the work go from here?
So, you know, like Jeanette mentioned, a lot of the cities around the world are facing almost the exact same issues, and I think cities pretty much work in isolation. So we've been trying to take a lot of what worked here in New York City to cities around the world and find people really, really receptive. You know, we used to say that when we were doing a lot of these projects here in New York, people in New York City said, you know, that won't work here. You know, we're not Copenhagen. We're not Amsterdam. And we find in other cities we're going to right now, people say, well, bike lanes won't work here or bike share won't work here. We're not New York City. And we think it's a real victory because people's minds really, really change. But it does take some time. And just, you know, a note that when we left office that, you know, New Yorkers overwhelmingly supported a lot of these projects. You know, with 73% supporting bike share, 72% supporting the plazas we installed, and 64% supporting the bike lanes. So it takes some time, but people really respond to these changes. And if you give people a choice, they will choose better streets.
The name of the book is Street Fight Handbook for an Urban Revolution. Jeanette Sadikhan and Seth Salmanow, I thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, the title of the book is Street Fight. It's published by Viking. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.